I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
What a way to what a way to start the show every week. I'm so looking forward just to the intro because it just immediately gets me here into the present moment. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio on Monday. Today is June the 11th, another magical day and date. And congratulations, Jen, and congratulations to both of us because exactly 6 months ago we had our first show.
Wow. Exactly 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Wow. How cool is that? That's very exciting.
Yeah, I'm sitting here and it's the grin, the huge grin on my face once again, because we have a celebration month, we have anniversary month, and everything is, last week we were talking about circles so much, and this is closing another circle and starting a new one. Mm-hmm. 6 months. It's magical. I mean, wow, you know, I've just been thinking, and we showed up every week, every Monday. Our host Doug shows up every week, every Monday. It's just beautiful. It's such fun to be here. I'm really glad to be here. Hi, listeners. I hope you're glad to be with us also.
I agree with that, Barbara. I'm glad everybody's here. That's very exciting. I didn't realize we were at 6 months. That's quite exciting. How things have progressed and changed in that time and spiraled and circled and all of that stuff.
Yeah, so much. And it's even more happening right now. I'm preparing to move house. We're at the end of this month. It's going to be another big move for me and my family. And we're going back to the big city and we're leaving this beautiful little sanctuary, nature preserve that I'm living in at the moment. So it's an interesting process, that in itself. And I've been talking to a friend today who I believe might be talking to us on the show today, Elizabeth from the UK. And she's been describing a picture of a huge ship. And what came to my mind was a cruise ship. And when a cruise ship like that, a really, really big one, wants to turn around or make a move into one or the other direction, it takes quite some strength, quite some power of the engines. And it takes a while until the whole ship has moved into the new direction. And this is exactly what's happening. I feel like this huge big ship at the moment. And then it's ever so slow and it doesn't seem to really do anything, but I know what it is. And then it all of a sudden I'm there. It's process, and another new beginning, another new cycle and another new circle. So it's so exciting.
That's a good description. It's a good description, I think, of what a lot of people go through and in that movement. I'm feeling, when you talked about that, I'm going, well, that's exactly where I am too, with this whole Soul Body Blueprint course that is coming up in Boston. And things have been going slowly. You know, you have to build, you have to get the steam built up and get the engine and change the direction and get everything in place for something to work. And then all of a sudden things start happening and doors start opening and things start moving forward. It really is exciting.
And then, and then you can see the waves because the right. Ship picks up speed and the wind picks up and the waves pick up and everything is moving once again, where it didn't seem like it was moving. And in a quiet sea, such a big ship, you don't really notice that you're on water because it's such a big right. ship. It's very stable and very balanced.
Right.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a good picture to work with. And such a big cruise ship has so many cabins, which makes so much sense also when I transfer it into my personality and the challenges, the topics that I deal with, everything that I am about. It's walking through this ship and opening different doors and walking into these cabins and seeing what's there, maybe tidying up, maybe cleaning some stuff out or cleaning the windows. It's beautiful. I could play around with this for hours with this picture.
That's great. And then you get to the point where you walk up towards the captain's cabin and you become the captain and you start steering the ship instead of just letting it happen.
Mm-hmm. Very true, very true.
Yeah.
What's your ship called?
What's the what?
What's your ship called? What's the name of your ship? Mine's Queen Barbara.
Mine is Ongoing Adventures, I guess, you know. I'm visiting with my friend in Portland right now, Portland, Oregon. And the last time we were together, I had said my next home is going to be a storage unit. Because there's going to be so much travel going on. And when I got here yesterday, she was talking about it. And she said, you know, ever since you said that, I have been thinking about that. You know, I could do a storage unit and put all the stuff that I really want to keep. And then I could go traveling here and I could travel there. And so it really is contagious. So it's kind of Ongoing Adventures, I guess, really would be the name of my ship.
Yeah, that's cool. I really like that. But yeah. And then if it's such a big ship, you can leave all the luggage on the ship. And then just go on land, you know, when you hit a harbor, you just go... and explore the land and have more adventures, and all your stuff is on the ship. We have in Hamburg, the city that we're moving back to, actually, because it's my hometown, we have houseboats, like Amsterdam style. People start living on houseboats, and for a while we were actually looking into this as well, because it's different and it's beautiful. It's just not so big. We're downsizing right now anyway, so packing boxes is interesting. And getting rid of stuff and everything else. So, yeah, lots to do. And, new waves, new shores. Everything is, once again, new.
And the packing boxes is real interesting, too, and downsizing. Because we tend to gather so much stuff around us, not only in a physical level, but on a psychic level. We gather all this stuff, and we have trouble letting it go. And then it gets to be a bit overpowering, and we sometimes have trouble of seeing through all of the stuff that we've gathered until something in our life happens to us, or something comes up to slap us in the face, really, to say, okay, it's time to divest of some of this stuff, to just let it go and clear out all of the unnecessary and figure out what your real priorities are. So Barbara, go ahead and tell us what She Wolf said.
Yeah, She Wolf, she's hosting our Facebook page together with Beth Lewis. And She Wolf just sent me a message via Skype saying that the captain brings people in love together on a ship.
Right. Yeah.
They do wedding ceremonies and things like that. They do the captain's dinner. It's community. And they're sitting around a round table, like the knights and all that. Like, I'm off with inspiration at the moment. And this is probably because today's show is also about storytelling. Because our guest, Rocky Hildum, he is a storyteller. And just before the show, Jen asked him, so is he going to tell us a story today? And let's see what happens once we bring him into the show. Rocky, you're listening. I know you're listening. So let's see what happens today.
Well, I want to take just a minute to do a personal plug here for my Soul Body Blueprint course, which kind of feels like a ship, actually. In the way that it's going, I've put it together. The Soul Body Blueprint consists of messages that our own soul has imprinted into our body. It's, can you believe, a phone call? And I don't know how to stop it. So I'm going to go to mute. Barbara, take over.
Yep, I'm here. So I was just trying to let my cat in as well. It's, spirit is playing with us again today, I guess. Jen and her Soul Body Blueprint. You there?
I'm back.
Okay.
You and the cat on the phone. Well, okay. So these are messages that our soul has imprinted into our body. We do come with an instruction manual. The only problem is that nobody has known how to read the instruction manual to be able to give us any hints or clues. So we end up at 20 and 30 and 50 and 60 years old, finally learning a few lessons that we could have learned a long time ago, finally getting a clue as to why we're here, that we could have already gotten that clue a long time ago and been on the path of where we chose to, the purpose we chose when we came into this lifetime. So it's something that we do ourselves. You know, we decide, okay, in this lifetime, I'm going to do this purpose, and I'm going to learn these lessons, and this is how I'm going to achieve the purpose. And so we put that message in our body. And I'll give you a little bit of a tiny little lesson right now. If you look in the mirror and you see which side of your hair, and you don't even have to look in the mirror for that, I bet you know, which side does your hair grow thickest on and the heaviest? And that, left or right, it doesn't really matter. That's the side that you were born with. And the right side is the side of the rational, logical side, the side of responsibility, obligation, and duty. And the left side is the side of intuition and emotion. And so one way or the other, you know, if your hair is thicker on the right, then you tend to be a more rational, logical person. You want more information. You're going to have more concrete stuff. Intuition and emotion at when you were born, now not where you are now, but when you were born, might not have been quite as important. If it grows heavier on the left side, then you tended to be more of an intuitive, emotional person when you were born. And it was a little more difficult to create a spreadsheet or have a budget or do things that required some really concrete, linear information. If you look at your cheeks, you'll discover that one cheek has more personality than the other. I used to say it's more developed, but it's really more personality than the other one. That also is what you were born with. Your cheeks and your hair are the two things that you were born with that don't change. Everything else can change. What eye you use, what ear you use, but the cheeks and the hair tend to be that basic foundation of who you were when you were born. So even when you change over the years, that foundation still sticks with you. For instance, if you were born rational and logical and you have grown your intuitive and emotional side, nevertheless, you're still going to have to bring every decision back to it has to make sense. It has to be rational and logical. So you may make an intuitive decision, but there's a lot of ration and logic that goes into it beforehand. And I'm going on and on here, so I'll cut it short and just say that the next course is in Boston, in the Boston area, in July, and you can go to soulbodyblueprint.com and find out more about the courses and when they are and all that information. And I hope to see you in Boston, and please be sure to spread the word. Barbara, I am done with my ad. Do you have an ad?
I was thinking about my ad because we were talking yesterday, you and I, on our strategy call, and because you have this course coming up in Boston, I was saying, please use up all the time that we normally use for adverts when we remember to do them, actually. And I was sitting here, and then when I was bringing my son to bed, all of a sudden this term came into my head, and it's kitchen table coaching. That's actually what I do. And then I looked it up, and sure enough, it's a trademark already. So, but it's kitchen table style coaching that I offer, because I've been talking to a client of mine today on the phone, and we were talking about this defining, wanting to define ourselves, wanting to be able to describe who we are and what we do. Not necessarily job related or profession related, yet it is so good when our mind has clarity on who we are and what we do. So kitchen table style coaching is really a term that another client of mine came up with, because we've done that in the past for quite some sessions, sitting at my kitchen table, having coffee and being in a very comfortable atmosphere and surrounding, which makes it easier to take a deep breath and to relax and to share things that matter. And my cat agrees with me here, because he's often there also when we do the kitchen table stuff. So yeah, that's really what it is. What I constantly think and rethink who I am and what I have to offer. And this is it at the moment, really. But I don't have anything. No specials right now, because the only special that I'm starting to focus on is my physical move. So because everything else is starting to get packed up now, it's a very interesting process that I'm going through, which is going to help me clarify and clear lots of stuff out, I think.
So, and I hear Patty agreeing with you.
Oh, yeah, definitely agreeing with me. I think he actually wants to be let out again after he just came in to have some food, and now he wants to look at the sunsets. That's just starting to happen here.
Okay. All right. Well, All right. Well, why don't you let him out, and I will talk about the card that I drew.
Okay.
And I believe, Rocky, you drew a card as well, didn't you? And Elizabeth,
no.
If you'd like. You did not. Okay.
Elizabeth, no, I don't have any cards.
Okay. All right. Elizabeth, if you drew a card and you'd like to join us, just let us know.
No, I didn't draw a card.
Okay. Well, we'll just let you guys sit in the background for a few minutes then while we do.
Okay.
The card that I drew is, and I've already scanned it so that I can send it up to the conversations page. It's called Sunflower. It shows an angel holding a young baby and giving her support as she looks down towards the ground. There's a sunflower stem that is being upheld by two gnomes. The sunflower itself is in full bloom, and it shines its light onto the baby and the head of the angel. One of the gnomes is stroking the hand of the baby, and she has her hand open in an accepting way. This card is pretty amazing, actually. It is so in alignment with things that I've been talking about over the past few days, that it is time. Now is the time for everyone who will to do everything they can or everything they need to in order to become completely connected to spirit and basically surrender and trust, to let go of all of the obstacles, to let go of all of the wants and needs and things that we have to do and the scurrying around and the big things on our mind, and to really divest, to clear out all of those things that we've gathered around us and focus on what's really important. In this case, the baby is, the angel is holding the baby, and there are gnomes that are talking with her and laughing with her, and that she is looking at them. So it's being connected with the spirit world, whatever that is, whatever your focus or what your connection is, whether it's with angels, whether it's with divas, whether it's with God, whether it doesn't matter what it is, now is the time to really let go of all earthly connections and focus on spirit completely. I know that sounds really stern in a way, and I don't mean it to be that way because the card is beautiful, but there really is that we need to become like the baby and not think about other things and just remember our connection with spirit and to focus more on that connection. Barbara?
Thank you for that. That's totally, yes, I'm going high five here because over the past few days, when the clear moments come up, I do journal and I do write down what's coming through before it disappears again in the fog. So what I've been writing down over the past few days, and that really goes well with your card, is I am connected to all that is, all that was, and all that could be, which I haven't really worked with. I've looked at it. I've said it a few times. Well, it is the time, obviously, to speak it out loud and to work with it somehow, and maybe to inspire our listeners with it also. So I love sunflowers anyway. I love the picture of the baby. It's this innocence, become like a child, be innocent like a child, and just play. Be joyful and play. And at the same time, it balances itself by what you use the word stern, which our angels can be quite stern with us, our spirit guides, whoever we believe in that is there to support us from the other side, so to speak. They can become really stern, and sometimes they're just sitting there waiting for us to make a decision. And once we make the decision, everything's fine. But sometimes they do get impatient with us, and sometimes maybe they have to get stern with us also, so that we actually do something to get back into this state of connectedness. And the card that I drew is from the Neil Donald Walsh card set, Conversations with God. And lately somebody posted, I think it was Loana, who was our guest not so long ago. Was it last week? I can't. I do mix it up. And Loana posted an interview with Neil Donald Walsh that is actually, it's about an hour long, but it's so worth looking at and listening to what Neil is delivering there, really. And at the moment, last year, that's when the interview was done, he was writing 8 books at the same time. Wow. And before that, he has written Conversations with God, which is by now 3 books. And there's a card set also. And this card is from the card set, and it says, love is the energy that expands, opens, transmits, stays, reveals, shares, and heals. So it's all about love, which, yeah, it just clinks in nicely with the sunflower and the baby, I believe. So
sorry, I was
distracted.
You know, the other thing that you said was about the stern, mm-hmm. which didn't hit me when I said it, but when you said it, I realized that a ship has a stern.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the front of the ship? So the stern is going forward?
I don't know.
Whatever.
I have to ask the captain. Captain is out at the moment.
Okay. Righty. Well, so how does that lead us into our guest today? Does it?
I believe everybody is the captain of their own ship. So Rocky is our captain today for the Rocky Hildum ship. Rocky, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So Rocky, how about if you tell us a little bit about who you are, where you came from, what you do, how you get to be a storyteller. You're an inspirational speaker as well. Give us some of that information.
Well, I'm a retired social worker. I'm reluctantly retired, and I'll talk about that a little bit later if we have time. I worked in the field of child welfare for over 20 years, investigating and responding to child abuse. And at one point, I had the best job in the world. I was a stay-at-home dad. And I was taking my daughter to story time at the library, and they were having a storytelling program. I volunteered to help sell tickets and things. And at one point, they asked me if I'd like to tell a story. And I said, sure. And I always say that I discovered that I was a storyteller, not that I became a storyteller. And I just discovered that I had this real mystical, deep spiritual connection with storytelling, and I just dove into it.
Okay. Well, Rocky, I'm going to ask you to pause for just a minute. We already have a caller. So we have Kieran on line 3. Kieran, welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Look, please excuse my voice a little bit. I'm suffering from a rather bad cold right now. But I sort of stumbled along into your website and was catching some of your conversation. And I have to tell you, this stuff is absolutely fascinating and intriguing to me and enlightening. But I have a couple questions, and I don't want to present myself here as a troublemaker or an upstart, but some of these questions may be, dare I say, slightly challenging, and I was wondering if you were open to that.
Well, we are open to it. The only thing is we have a guest, and we'd like to be able to hear our guest speak. So how about if you ask one question, and we can go from there?
I will indeed, and thank you. I appreciate that. And this does speak specifically to something that you were talking about earlier. I regrettably had to leave momentarily, so I missed the full scope of what this was about, but there had been some discussion of drawing a card, right? And the card had an image of an angel and a child, and
right.
You were discussing the innocence of children. Now, that to me is a beautiful concept. However, right, I have always maintained that children, right, are really just small adults replete with the same fears, anger, hostilities, affections, love, right, that adults were. I mean, they really are very, very hugely complex and intricate little people, you know? So I don't really know. I mean, and we forget that, right? When we become adults, we sort of forget what that whole little universe is down there. But heck, I remember when I was a kid, right? That world was filled with its own villains, its own heroes, you know? So I don't know where I stand on the whole, you know, child is pure, you know, is, okay, is pure innocent. And,
okay.
And again, I'm not, right, and I'm not saying that I necessarily disagree. I almost want you to educate me on that point and explain to me why they are innocent.
Okay. It isn't the child. Well, okay, that fits right in with the whole soul body blueprint course that I teach, that we are born with certain tendencies, with certain personality traits that we use in order to grow. We have decided that we have a purpose in life, and these traits are ways that we have decided to learn that. Now, sometimes that's going to be anger. It's going to be upset. A lot of that, in my opinion, comes from some past life stuff. But a lot of it also comes from environmental, from learning. So when a baby is born, they come in pretty much with the lessons that they've chosen to learn, how they've chosen to learn them, that we can help them to figure out how what that is, because they don't know how to tell us. So it's their own body that is telling us that information. But as they grow, for instance, I'm a very intuitive, emotional person. My mother was very rational and logical, and also a very fearful person. So I learned from her that the intuition that I had was bad, that it was invalid, and that I needed to be more rational and logical, more like her, and that and she was also very fearful. Well, I'm not a very fearful person. If you didn't hear, my next house is going to be a storage unit, and I'm off to tour the universe. So there's that we all come with a whole different set of ways, that things that we want to do and ways that we want to learn. And we also, in fact, choose our parents and choose our families so that we can learn some of those lessons from them. So a child is the way we use innocence in a child. I know I agree with that too, but I've heard that so much. Oh, children, they're just so wonderful and they're so pure. And well, they have their own personalities, right, already. And you see that personality right from babyhood. But
and to me, that's a good thing. That's like a positive,
it is,
positive
it
thing
is,
that they all have their own right.
Absolutely. But what I'm saying here, when I'm talking about this card, and I'm saying of right, that innocence, what I'm saying is unpack and dispose of all of the crap that you have learned. All of the fear that I learned from my mother, all of the, not the rational and logical necessarily, but I need to learn how to integrate that, not necessarily get rid of it. But there are so many things that our parents teach us and that our culture teaches us that we did not bring with us. These are learned responses and learned reactions. We see how our parents react to something, and so we take that on, that we have to do the same thing. We don't. And if we can go back, go ahead.
No, please continue. Mm-hmm. I apologize. Please continue.
I'm just saying, if we can take ourselves, our own personality, our psyche, our spirit, back to that point where when we were born, where we knew the purpose that we came with, where we knew some lessons that we wanted to learn, and dispose of all the rest, that we downsize our personalities to become more focused and more in tune with what it was that we came here to do. That is the quote-unquote innocence that I
remember. I love that concept. I love that idea of integration. That's beautiful. I absolutely love that. Look, could you? It'll only take a brief second. I apologize. I'm fresh. I'm coming new to this. This is like opening up my mind to possibilities and worlds that heretofore I really didn't even, you know, venture into. So could I just follow this up with a brief question? Just one brief question, and then I'll bow out.
Kieran, what I would ask you to do in order to be fair to our guest is I would ask you to go to Facebook.
Right.
and go to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations group. Request okay. to join the group, and either She Wolf or Bev will accept you into the group. And you can continue this conversation there, because there are a lot of people who are there listening to this program and being part of an ongoing interactive conversation that you can join. And we will be there later, as soon as the show is over.
I thank you tremendously for your time and your insight. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I look forward to talking with you later.
Thank you for calling, Kieran.
So, Rocky, I want to get back to you, and I would like you to tell us a little bit of a story about your experience with cancer, if you would, because I think this is pretty important stuff, talking about unpacking unnecessary stuff.
Well, I was thinking about that when you were talking in an introduction, because I've been going through that process now for 8 years.
Wow.
I was never a smoker, and 8 years ago, I'm driving down the road, and at that time, I had a big, heavy beard, so I didn't shave. And I just scratched my neck, and I felt this lump, and I knew right away it was cancer. And I
really?
Went through treatment. The treatment was brutal, but successful. And I approached being treated with cancer. Everybody wanted me to fight the cancer, and that really didn't make much sense to me. I mean, first of all, I'm a peace and justice activist and civil rights activist, and I just didn't like the idea of fighting. But even on a more important level, the only reason the cancer was a problem for me was that it was a part of myself. And so I'd be fighting myself. So what I did is I gave my cancer a name, and I had discussions with it every day, and I approached my cancer the same way I approached civil rights and social justice, with non-cooperation and civil disobedience.
Civil disobedience, huh? Did we lose Rocky?
Possibly. Whoops.
Okay, Elizabeth, while we're waiting for Rocky to come back, Doug is going to try and get him back. How about, you said you drew a card and it was interesting. Would you tell us about it?
Yes, I thought it was interesting because not that you should expect a card when you're drawing cards randomly, but I wouldn't have expected this one. And what came up was the nurturing card. But when I thought about it, it was very relevant to this program. Because what it says is, briefly, just part of the text for this, which is an image of a beautifully coloured bird sitting on its nest full of eggs. Just a symbolic image of nurturing. And what I've said here is nurturing provides what's needed to promote healthy growth. It's given by parents to children, by teachers to students, and by farmers to their crops. It's vital to receive nurturing if you're to become stronger and wiser. When you're nurtured, you acquire the strength and knowledge to be able to nurture others. When the time is right, for when you receive this gift, you will find that you have the ability to pass it on to others. The miracle of providing nurturing to another is that you become for a while less self-centered, and your eyes are open to a deeper understanding. In this way, you unconsciously help yourself while helping others. And I just thought, this is what the program is about. This is the whole ethos of nurturing people, of encouraging them, of putting people in touch with other people who can make them wiser, can help them with their questions.
And just before you said a bird, I heard a bird tweeting in the background.
Really?
And then a siren went by just as you were talking about healthy growth. was very appropriate, very good.
But it was just that at first I thought, well, what's this got to do with tonight's show? But actually it's about the show generally, isn't it?
Yes,
definitely, it's
about the nurturing that goes on between you two who are doing the show and the people who guest and who phone in.
Right.
And can you tell us where I wanted to ask Elizabeth, the card, what card is this? What deck does this card come from?
This is from my Soulpath cards.
Okay, so you have your own card deck, and it's called the Soulpath cards. Is it possible to acquire your cards yet?
Not yet. I'm just going through the process of trying to get them published.
Okay.
And hopefully they will be available later this year. Not sure when yet, but...
You have to do it by October so that people can have time to get them for Christmas presents.
Yes, definitely.
That's a good thought, yeah. I hadn't thought about that, Jan. Well done.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
thank you, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Okay, thank you.
So, Rocky, the last word we heard from you was that you were treating your cancer that you had named. You can tell us the name when you get a chance. And you said you were treating it with civil disobedience.
Yes, and I named my cancer Fristin. And Fristin was a sage enchanter in Don Quixote who turned the windmill who turned himself into a windmill. So that seemed like an appropriate name for me. And I would just have these daily conversations with Fristin that this isn't your time or place. I'm not going to cooperate with you. And I'm just not going to, I'm not going to do this. And it was probably the chemotherapy and the radiation, but I've been cancer-free ever since. You still there?
Yeah, you've been cancer-free, but you've had some other... So tell us how the cancer affected you and how has it changed your life and what has it meant to you?
Well, this is really where your introduction really comes in because I've had multiple complications from the treatment for the cancer. And most notably, I'm gradually losing the ability to speak clearly. And then there's this loss of energy, and I get diagnosed with OCD, or not OCD, COPD, and just other things. Well, it got to the point where my job involved a lot of talking. So I had to retire on disability. I have really scaled back my storytelling, and I'm kind of in the process of reimagining what my storytelling is going to be like. And I've been this retired person for about a month now, trying to sort out what that means. And so it's a lot of passion and unpacking. There was a lot of passion, literally. I had to go to my office and pack up my office of 20 years and bring it all home in boxes. And so, I mean, that image is really instructive or informative to me because I still have all these little boxes. You know, I lost my sense my sense of myself as a professional social worker and as a professional helper and kind of lost a little bit of my sense of self as a storyteller. And so there's a lot of changes going on in my life.
And you're having to reimagine yourself then, I would assume.
Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing. What I started doing is I started doing writing. And I've actually written an article. I'm working on an article. And I started a book. And I have an idea for another book, too. And so I just think that's a natural extension of my storytelling taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And It really is not going to happen, I don't think, that I will ever see myself as someone who is not a storyteller. It's just the way that I tell stories is going to change.
Right.
Because I think storytelling is vitally important to our culture and to our society. And the oral tradition is kind of getting lost. You know, storytelling now is done with movies and television, which has a place, but I think we really lose something when we don't have that oral tradition of passing on our heritage and our culture.
So where can somebody go to learn to become a storyteller?
Well, there actually are. Like I said, I just discovered I was a storyteller. I've never taken any class on storytelling, but I have taught some classes on storytelling. But throughout my career as a storyteller, I learned that there are actually some college programs. Sometimes they're called folklore, but there's one someplace, I can't remember where it is right now. It's the University of Washington. It has a storytelling program.
Oh, wow. So when you do your writing, Rocky, is there some place where people can read some of your stories or what you've been writing, the article you're writing and some other stuff?
Well,
do you have a web?
The easiest place is on my blog.
Okay.
I started a blog, and it's incorrigiblenonconformist.blogspot.com.
Okay, let's say that again. The incorrigiblenonconformist.blogspot.com.
Blogspot.com.
Okay.
Right.
And when we're done, you'll type that into the conversations page, right?
Now, where's the conversations page?
All right. She Wolf and Bev, would you please add Rocky to the conversations page? And Barbara says it's on our website?
Yes, with the guest.
Right. Yeah. Right. On purposetalkradio.com. Under guests, if you look down at the bottom, it's the way to contact Rocky. It has his blog address. So you've been writing some of your stories on there?
Well, not stories on there, but just random thoughts and just stuff I come up with. Maybe I should start another blog with stories. I've got plenty of stories.
Yeah. That would be a good idea. So, Rocky, if somebody else finds themselves in a situation where they think that talking to you might help them, can they contact you to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
And they can contact me through my blog, or I'm fine with giving out my email address, too.
Okay. I think we have that, and we can put that on the group as well. And,
all right.
And you're on Facebook.
And I'm on Facebook, yes.
So Rocky is spelled, for everybody who wants to know, R-O-C-C-I, Hildum, H-I-L-D-U-M, as in Mary. So people can connect with you and talk with you and learn more about you and ask some questions if they have questions for you?
Absolutely, and I don't think of it as a one-way street. I think that I learn a lot and I get a lot from being engaged with people, so people shouldn't feel hesitant. I think that it's mutually beneficial.
Okay. So, Rocky, when you were a little kid, do you remember what was the first thing you thought of that you wanted to be? Every kid says, oh, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a ballerina, I want to be whatever.
Yeah, I remember, I grew up in Southern California. My grandmother worked at JPL, and I wanted to be an astronaut. And I probably haven't actually outgrown that. If I had a chance, I'd go up there now.
Say what? If you had a chance, you'd what?
Be up there
in space. I'd go up in space now.
Yay, me too.
Right.
I join you.
All right. Okay. Well, that fits right in with your affirmation, Rocky.
Yeah.
For today. Would you like to tell us what it is?
We are the authors of every next moment. I got that from a book, and I have to confess that I forget the name of the book I got it from. It's not original to me, but it really speaks to me.
Mm-hmm.
I've relied on that so much in the last few months, especially with all these changes that are going on. And one of the things that was really clear to me was there was a lot of this over which I had no control. But the thing that I did have control over was how I would react to it.
Mm.
And that's made all the difference. I can choose how the story is going to end.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what are some choices that you've had to make? Are you willing to share a few of those with us?
Well, I mean, retiring on disability, that was, going from a person who was vibrant and active in the community to thinking of myself as disabled, that was really a paradigm shift for me.
Yeah.
And not being a social worker anymore. I mean, that's, it was not just a job to me, it was a passion for me.
Right.
And so those things have really been preeminent in the kinds of shifts I've had to make.
I remember, we've known each other for quite a long time, and I remember some of our conversations where you were talking about your social work and how passionate you were about that and dealing with children and helping them to find a safe place to live.
Yes.
So what do you think is your next step, like today and tomorrow?
Well, more writing. I have this book I'm working on. I've never written a book. I have no idea how this works, but I'm holding a good image of this book and published, and then a second book I'm thinking of. And really influencing, and then continue with my blog, because I get comments from people all the time that read my blog, and they like what I've written, and so it's another way of touching people with this oral tradition without in my new circumstances.
And is there anything, is there anything particular, like some gem or insight or whatever that has come to mind that you want to make sure that people know?
Well, you know, I'm a Buddhist Unitarian Universalist. And and for a long time, I struggled with what the Dalai Lama said. Dalai Lama says the purpose of life is to be happy. And I'm thinking to myself, how can you say that? You know, he's been exiled from his country, and you know, they've just destroyed his political and cultural life. And I finally got it. It's back to that we're the authors of every next moment. We have the choice of how we're going to respond. We have a choice in what is going to happen next in our own story. If we're not just passengers on this. We are active participants, or we can be active participants in our life, in our community. In our communities, or in our local and wider governments. We can be directing this rather than just be in the audience.
Right. So getting into the captain's cabin and steering the ship.
Right. Perfect.
All right. Well, Barbara has another affirmation that I'd like to have her share, if we can take a moment here.
Yeah, while I was preparing for the show, I was sitting outside enjoying the sunshine, which hasn't been out so often here over the past few days, so it's special. It's always special. And what came to me was, I am calm, I am centered, I am myself. I am calm, I am centered, I am myself, which includes being the captain of my own ship, really. So,
Yeah. I remember a breathing exercise I used to do that Thich Nhat Hanh had talked about. So it was a meditative type thing, mindfulness meditation. And boy, it saved me a lot of aggravation for a while. And it was breathing in, I am calm. Breathing out, I smile. It kind of fits what you just said too, Barbara.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love that.
We're coming to the end of the show.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all right. We'll all interrupt each other.
It's like we could go on for another hour really to really talk about everything. So I'd like to say thank you, Rob, for being with us today, and hopefully we'll talk to you on the conversations group on Facebook. By now, probably Isabeth or SheWolf has added you to that group on Facebook. And thanks to Elizabeth for being with us today and for nurturing us in her own special way. Elizabeth is in that conversations group on Facebook also. If anyone wants to shoot some questions to her about the Soul Path cards. And I want to thank the creators of our beautiful theme song, I Am Who I Am. It's the true trinity. It's such a pleasure to have this song. I'm happy all the time, every day when I listen to this. And I'm just so glad that we connected also. And these ladies are going to be with us at the end of this month. We'll have them on the show, and then we'll see what's possible with technology and in maybe getting some live performance.
Yeah. And next week we have the group, the Positive Conversations group, talking about positive conversations and how that can help you in whatever goal you have in mind. So it's another circle type thing. Mm. So Rocky, any last word?
Well, I would just say that everyone should tell stories and listen to stories, especially listen to the stories. They come from deep within you, because they will always be absolutely true.
All right.
Oh yeah. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm nodding and grinning, and this is so important. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Anytime, Rocky. Anytime.
Yeah, it's been great. So, Barbara, what do you have for last words?
Well, I don't know if I've said it on the show how much I love being a radio host. I really do, because it's so inspiring to me. It so gets me out of my everyday strut. And once I sit down and this song comes on, and before the show, I'm all excited every time, which is such a joy. This is my passion, and I love doing this. So I'm very grateful to be here.
And I'd like to let everybody know that we are also looking for sponsors. So if you know somebody that would like to, a business or an individual who would like to sponsor our program, we'd like to hear more from them and about them. They'll be mentioned on our radio show, on the website, on the Facebook pages. We've got the Facebook page and the Facebook group. And we will just love them all to pieces. And so for now, I believe that is the end, right?
Yes. Love them to pieces. I love
that. Yep, we will. And we wish you all soul blessings, and we look forward to talking with you next week.
And thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
Stay in the love.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.